Rob joins us right now. Rob, it's Dale and Dan filling in for DNC. Good morning. How are you?
Good, good, good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, thanks. Does it feel like, you know, all of a sudden it's the end of the regular season? We were just saying how quickly an NFL season goes. Does it when you're playing, too?
Yeah, definitely. It just kind of, you know, it definitely goes quick. In the beginning of the season, you kind of, you know, feel like, hey, man, I got a lot of games to go. And then when you get to that last one, it's like that, you know, the season went by real fast. So, you know, I think it's just the progression of the season. And, you know, it's just that 16th game, it just comes quick.
Rob, the last couple games, again, defensively too, especially last week against the Jags, you guys gave up over 340 yards through the air against Chad Henne. I would imagine this week's been a lot more focus on stopping Tannehill and Reggie Bush. You know, you go into a final week of a game, especially you want to play great going into the postseason. A lot of focus this week on the Dolphins and maybe even more so on what you guys need to do, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's pretty much all about us and improving and, you know, going into this last game with a great mentality and, you know, trying to continue, you know, the trend of creating turnovers and, you know, playing good defense.
I always wonder how the atmosphere is in the locker room and on the practice field in the aftermath of a win, but a win that nobody seemed real happy about. Was it a little more tense around the facility this week?
No. You know, I don't think we were more tense at all, really. You know, the NFL is a, you know, pretty tough league, so if you can, you know, beat somebody, you know, you're playing great teams. You know, even the teams that don't have the best records, you know, they have a lot of good talent on their teams, and you know, it wins a win. So obviously there's things that we could have done better and played a little bit better, started faster, you know, all those different types of things to have played a better game. But you know, we just kind of, you know, we see that, so we got to make sure that we don't do that this week.
Rob, when you look at the way that the Patriots have played this year, especially in the secondary, you see a lot of points or a lot of yardage giving up with you guys. I would think when you're taking on a rookie quarterback like this and you want to test his mentality, as Belichick will always tell people, he kind of challenges other teams' mentality and how smart they are and understanding of what they're able to do. I would imagine this week you'd like to pressure a rookie quarterback and see if he understands exactly what he's being asked with Mike Sherman and Joe Philbin, no?
No, I mean, every week's different, definitely. But you know, you got to give him some credit. Obviously, he's a, you know, a kind of a fast, you know, big, you know, able to get out of the pocket and do some things. So with him, you really have to make sure that you have him in the pocket and don't let him get out. So you know, he can definitely make some plays running the ball. So you know, it's up to the D line to make sure that, hey, keep this guy in the pocket.
I'm wondering, just in general, it seems like there have been so many rookie quarterbacks who have played at such a high level this year. You guys have seen a couple of them with both Tannehill and Russell Wilson. Why is it that you think that rookie quarterbacks have been able to come in almost seamlessly into the NFL this year, where that hasn't always been the case?
Well, I mean, you know, I think that kind of goes into, you know, it's the type of coaching they have, you know, coming into the league, you know, just their overall preparation on their own. I'm sure those guys are doing a great job trying to learn the game and still learning as we speak. So I think that they've done a great job so far as rookies. So I'm sure they're going to continue to learn. And, you know, what can I say? They're definitely a good young group of quarterbacks.
Rob, last year you guys get all the way to the Super Bowl with that unit on defense. Are you improved this year from last year's group?
Well, you know, there's a lot of things that you can look at when it comes to defense. Obviously, we do a great job of creating turnovers, which is pretty huge. You know, I think that you look at the yardage. Yeah, there's some yards there, but, you know, when you look at the whole picture of the turnovers, you know, holding people in the red zone at 3 points, you know, that speaks volumes for itself right there, which is turnovers. So, I mean, we're definitely a different team as far as our defensive personnel than we were last year. But, you know, the great thing about this year is we're a young group. You know, guys are continuing to learn and get better. And, you know, I think that, as we come together, we're going to be a great defense.
Final question before we let you go. Last couple of weeks, you faced running backs like Arian Foster and Frank Gore. Tell me how Reggie Bush is different and what different challenges he poses for your defense.
Yeah, he's definitely a running back that can make a lot of plays with, a play that's supposed to be an inside run, him taking that and just going outside, something that's not there, him trying to create something when there's nothing going on for him. So he definitely has that ability to, make a big play when really he doesn't have a play. So it's up to the whole defense to play the responsibility and, make sure that this guy doesn't bounce the ball outside or, take a outside run and cut it back, inside the defense.
I said it was the last question, but something just popped into my head. Are you guys approaching this, and as a defensive player in your case, but as every guy on the team, as though you're playing 60 minutes Sunday, no matter what happens elsewhere in the NFL?
I'm getting ready to play a game Sunday. That's what I do every week.
Nothing changes for you?
Nothing changes.
Rob, we appreciate the time as always. Thank you.